Maybe last weekend would have been a better time to ask this question, but anybody got any good ghost stories to share? Last Sunday, of course, was Halloween, and we often think about ghost stories and things at that somewhat expectedly spooky time of the year. But this Sunday, we're commemorating All Saints' Day. We're commemorating those who have gone on before us. And so it almost seems appropriate to ask if anybody's got any good ghost stories. Now, I will say, I am not saying one way or the other if I believe in ghosts. I did spend an entire summer working at the Fredericksburg National Battlefield, and if you are able to explain some of the things that I saw there, I encourage you to come up afterwards and I can share those with you. I actually have joked in the past, clergy, whenever we get together, we share stories, and I have joked before that Christ Church was going to haunt me. And I think sometimes about those here who do, in a way, haunt me. I'm not looking over there. I'm thinking about some of the ghosts of those who have gone on before. I bet you didn't know this place was filled with ghosts, but it is. I think very distinctly about the ghost of Mary Ellen McHugh, who used to sit right back there, and she had this enormous, for those of you who didn't know, she had this enormous hearing aid that would mess with the sound system. And she knew it, and every time I would walk past her or something with the microphone on and it would set it off, she would giggle. She thought it was hilarious. And I think about the ghost of Mary Catherine Burton, who used to sit back. I'm sure she has an opinion on everything that has gone on over this last year and a half or so, but I can distinctly remember the time I changed the bulletin layout and was given a prompt tongue-lashing for having done anything so egregious. I can remember the ghost of Joe Graham, who would always come up and say something very kind about the sermon and always comment about how angelic my wife's voice was. I'm haunted by the ghosts of many others who have come through here. I think about every time I walk past the bench out there in the narthex, I think about Betty Meacham, who would come in and sit down on that and take just a short little rest whenever she would come in, and we'd always exchange pleasantries there. I think about the ghosts of the people that I would visit who weren't necessarily always here. I think about Marla Creasy, and those of you who know Marla, she would sit, of course, ensconced every Sunday afternoon in this high wing-back chair, and I would come and I'd visit, and she'd pour me some, well, she'd have some sherry poured already, as a matter of fact, and she would smoke these enormously long cigarettes. I didn't even know they made those anymore. And we would talk, and we would sit, and her two little miniature poodles would try to eat my leg. I used to think, or used to say, that these were the ghosts of Christ Church. These and many more, as a matter of fact. I don't want to say that anymore. I don't know if any of you have ever seen this movie. It came out 20, 25 years ago. It's called Bullworth. Warren Beatty was in it. It is not a family evening movie kind of thing, but in it, Warren Beatty is playing this senator, and he has a lot of issues, and there is this one character, not really named, and he sort of just appears, and he, in Russian literature, he would be called the holy fool, someone who would just appear and then make some sort of comment on what was going on and then just disappear. And at the end of this movie, this guy comes up onto the screen, and he says, "You can't be no ghost. You got to be a spirit. You can't be no ghost. You've got to be a spirit." I've spent a lot of time this past week thinking about what does that mean? I don't know why it even popped back into my mind. I hadn't seen that movie in 20 years, but I kept thinking, what does that mean? You can't be no ghost. You got to be a spirit. A ghost does haunt us. A ghost does follow us. That's the terminology. That's the idea, right? Whenever we use that word, it's never something particularly pleasant, right? But when we think about a spirit, we think about something that is with us, something that maybe even is guiding us or protecting us or is somewhere along with us, who has taught us something, is teaching us something. It's a much more positive connotation than ghost, right? So I'm not going to say that I'm haunted by the ghosts of Christ Church. I'm going to say that I remember the spirits here. The spirits of laughter and of generosity and of love. I remember distinctly those people, not just in this parish, those spirits of this place, but the spirits in my own life. The people who have really helped to form and shape me, who I am. And I think that each and every single one of us have those spirits on our minds. All Saints Day, All Saints Sunday, which is what we're calling today, is in fact an opportunity to intentionally remember those people. We have the big names, right, of saints, those people who have gone on before us, you know, the A-list table, St. Patrick, St. Francis, all of that sort of thing. But the reality is that each and every single one of us, those sinners, are also saints. We have the opportunity, each and every single day of our lives, to be remembered as a spirit, to be remembered as someone who positively affected the lives of others. Each and every single one of us are called to be a spirit. One day, this room will be filled with the spirits of all of us. God's glory will still be sung. We will still have the Eucharist. We will still have this going on, all of this. But let me tell you, whenever we sing, the voices of all those spirits sing with us. I want you to pay very close attention. When we come up into the Eucharistic portion of the service and we start to sing, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God of hosts," I want you to listen. I want you to see if perhaps in some distant way, as we sing together that chorus that we are told is sung around the throne of God, if perhaps you don't hear the voice of some of those spirits in your own life. Maybe a parent or a grandparent or a teacher, someone that has in fact been a saint. They're not on any calendar that the church has, but they are inscribed in our hearts. See if you can't hear those voices. See if you aren't reminded of what they're leaving in your life. The stories, the love, the laughter, the opportunities for learning. We are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. We don't see them sitting in these pews anymore. But we can hear and experience them still if we listen, if we are attentive, if we come back to the lessons that they have taught us, we can hear them speak to us. They're not any ghosts. Can't be a ghost. You got to be a spirit. And this All Saints Sunday, we celebrate all of those who have gone on before us in glory, all those whom we love but see no longer, as one of my favorite prayers say. We celebrate them. We join in their unending chorus before the throne of God. And we remember that they are spirit, not a haunting, not something that we, not something that we have to be afraid of or concerned by, not a memory that will harm us or cause us sadness. Rather, that spirit that will carry us, lead us, help us, and I believe pray for us before the throne of God. We do not see them, but they still exist. And we will see them again, and they will see us. And for that, we give thanks to God for his infinite mercy, for the glory of the saints, and all the company and hosts of heaven, this day and every day. Amen.